I asked Jonathan the same thing. How important was it to win today, mate? Bearing in mind, you know, we could have, if results gone against us, gone into the bottom.
Yeah, it was massive. It was a massive result for us, especially when you look at the next two games that we've got. We aren't looking too far ahead, but you know, we're playing Weymouth. Oh, no disrespect to Weymouth, but these are, you know, if we're going to get out of the perilous position that we're in, these are the games that we've got to win. Now we can take a lot of confidence from that and go into Friday's game, you know, away at a decent team, we've had a good cup run, doing well in the league. But you know, we've got to be confident in that. We, you know, there's nothing to worry about in that. But we really stressed on today the importance of today's game. It was a must win. We needed 3 points, and all credit to the lads, they've come up trumps with it.
You mentioned there that you think the squad's, you know, good enough to push up the league. Do you therefore not see the new manager, whoever it may be, needing to strengthen that much this January?
Yeah, because I do think that we'll always be looking out to strengthen. You know, I think that the time when you don't look to get new players and you kind of stand still, you know, by no means, and look at the position that we're in. We're not saying that what we've got is, you know, just good enough and that. You've always got to look to improve. You know, Man United will win the Champions League, win the Premiership. They'll go out and get new players in the summer. You know, they don't just sit back on and rest on the laurels and think that's it. The time you do that, that's when you start going backwards. So certainly a new manager will come in and he'll have new players that he wants to do and strengthen. He's probably watching here today, you know, and he's probably got his own ideas, whoever will get the job. But all we can do is get on with the players that we've got here. But certainly they are good enough to get out of the position that we're in, definitely. And, you know, I think it's, you know, it's quite a thin squad at the minute. If we get a couple of injuries, you know, you're asking one or two young lads to do a job for you, which, you know, you sometimes never know what you're going to get with young lads. But again, they're certainly good enough. I watched the reserves in the week and there's some promising lads coming through there. So, you know, it's just difficult for young lads to come in when you're down the bottom of the league. And like I say, the confidence isn't as good. But hopefully now that confidence has lifted a little bit. And, you know, like we've done with James Kay, we won't have any worries about putting any more young lads in, certainly.
And would you fancy, I mean, obviously it might get sorted out this week, but I think you'd sort of quite fancy the challenge of taking him to Kettering if you got it to, with how things are going today.
Mark, guess what, sorry?
You know, if you were to carry on, let's say, for the Kettering game.
Me and Mark,
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you said Mark were doing something I didn't know about then.
No, I'm saying, I mean, obviously that we don't know if there's going to be a new manager.
We don't know, like I say.
I mean, I think you'd quite enjoy the challenge.
Of doing the next game? Yeah, definitely, after that today, why not? I mean, what more greater buzz can you get than leading a team out there today, and you know, and it's your side that you've picked and your changes that you've made during that game come from behind, and you know, you should have seen the reaction in the change room there at the end. It was like it was, you know, early on in the season when you're winning games. There's no greater feeling than winning football matches, and we've stressed that to the lads, and hopefully, you know, that we'll get that a few more times, and you know, over the next few games that are coming up, the lads have got to realise that, you know, that's what it's all about, winning matches at the end of the day, and that's what everything in the week's geared towards, and we've managed to do that today. But like I say, it's each day at a time for us. Like, you know, we just want to, until we hear otherwise, just keep carrying on doing like we're doing. But we can't have asked for any more than the players in training and in the match today, certainly second half. And hopefully they'll keep giving us 100%.